welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Satsang, this Aspire radio program is for June 3rd, 2018, and we're going to be looking at what is our responsibility. This is an interesting one. I hope that this helps and serves many of you. I again want to thank my sponsors for being responsible enough to be so kind, generous, and loving to their hearts that they allow this radio program to be here. Without their loving support, of course, Aspire would not be here. It is only through their giving that you are listening to this Aspire radio program and can watch the TV programs on our website at aspire.org. It's all there for you. If you've never been to the website, it's a really wonderful place. There's lots and lots and lots of things there to help you, whether you're a sponsor or not. There's TV programs, these radio programs. There's methods for meditation that are offered. There's lots and lots of things there to serve your needs. So if you have some time, and who does though, but if you have some time and you're looking for something out of the box, this might be the ticket for you. It might be very helpful. This website was built in mindfulness over the idea that you, people just like you, might be served through what we offer on our website. And there's probably more there than you would ever imagine, years and years and years of my diligent work on inner work. So go take a look at aspire.org and maybe consider the idea of being a sponsor if you're interested. And the whole website is supported by donations. Go to support. Yes, that dirty little word. And click on that puppy, and another menu will appear, and it will say, "Why support Aspire?" And it will explain everything to you about where your donations go and how important they are. Responsibility, what is it? According to the dictionary, the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone, it says, the state of being accountable or to blame for something. So I wanted to get that out because I have a real hard time with the word responsibility. I understand it. I am very responsible in every aspect of my life that I can be. And if I'm not, then it's out of ignorance and I change it. But responsibility, a thing that one is required to do as a part of a job, a role, or legal obligation, according to the dictionary. These are all dictionary definitions. So with that in mind and kind of looking at what responsibility is in the finite, let's go to the infinite and let's see what our responsibility is and all that other stuff. First question comes from Craig in Downey, California. Greg, I listen to your radio program and enjoy it very much. What I am curious about my responsibilities in this world. What do you think is our responsibilities in this world? I am 62 years old. Well, Craig, a lot of things have changed, eh? We've seen a lot of changes in our lifetime. A lot of the society, the culture has changed. There's been a lot of difficulties. There's been a lot of political and social difficulties. I don't think there's been a lot of change, but all these political and social difficulties are there for the offing. So we have a lot of change going on, and it seems to me as a person that the word responsibility has many, many meanings at many different levels. So you're asking me, what is our responsibility in this world? You're living up to a responsibility, whether we know it or not. And one of those responsibilities is to be true to ourself, our authentic heart self, not the human Greg Penn self, but to your own heart be true. the authentic heart. Again, I say, not the emotional heart, the authentic heart. And if I am true to the authentic heart, then I have done something extremely noble. And I will never have to worry about the whole idea of what it means to be responsible in the literal sense. Because if I am responsible to my heart and I look at it as a, not as a duty, as it were, not as being accountable for blame, as it were, but as a part of living consciously, I have to ask, what am I responsible to? And if I'm responsible to my body, if I'm responsible to my emotionality, if I'm responsible to other people and I look at it from the point of view as obligation, a role, some legal obligation I may have, which we all do, I could really muck things up very quickly. And I could start to become extremely self-serving and self-righteous and all of that. So let me just say this to you. There are too many of us in this world, too many of us on this planet, and hence because of the kind of cramped conditions we're under, we have to be kind and mindful to each other. And to me, the first responsibility I have is to honor your place in my life. No matter who you are as a stranger, or who you are as a person, to honor your place in my life is number one. And what do I mean by that? Craig, everybody has friends and associates, and everybody has acquaintances and friends. And all of these people, I mingle into one thing, and that is they are here to be with me, to incite me, to often confront me, to be in my life in different ways, to help me mature and grow out of the old Greg Penn stuff. And when I think of it in those terms, everyone has great importance and great honor in my life. And I look at people like that. They have great honor, and I have great respect for them, because each person who has come into my life is there to show me various aspects of things within me that are sometimes very false and very petty, and things that are within me that are extremely noble and kind. So I am looking more for what you're there to teach me rather than what you're there to give me, what you're there to show me, and what you're there to reveal to me. And sometimes people will say and do things that we believe we don't deserve, or we believe we have been deceived by, and it really isn't true. Not at all. I deceived myself by making another person responsible for how I feel about myself. When I do that and I look at you and say, you deceived me, or you didn't do what you were supposed to do, or you weren't responsible, blah, 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 I have to look at myself and ask that one great question that really I put to my students all the time. What is it about this person? What is it in their life? What are they there for? What is it about me that made them possible? Now, that is a very important insight. What is it about me? Why did I draw this person to myself? Why was this important in my life? And once you understand that, once you allow that to confer within you, then nobody has to be the fall guy. Nobody has to be the bad guy. Nobody has to be anything but what they are. You can take responsibility for your own emotionality, your own self. Now, getting over the jealousy pride factor is a very difficult thing. It's very, very difficult. People like to look at other people and say, well, I didn't deserve this from you. Well, how do I know I didn't deserve that from you? How do I know that 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I didn't do some stupid thing that was unkind and thoughtless and uncaring, typically Greg Penish, and set into motion 30 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later, whatever, this whole experience. Maybe you're a remnant of that and you have come from the shadows of my past to bring me insight into myself. Now, this kind of thinking takes great, dexterity on the inside. You must be agile. So, Craig, if you're going to really understand your responsibility in this world, it is to be true to your authentic heart. And it means that whomever is before you is a form of something within you. And you and I have to honor that. My responsibility in this lifetime is to honor what comes before me, not to reject it, not to hate it, not to think I'm bad because of it or I'm good because of it, because everything that I think of as bad and good is just an illusion in the old Greg Penn mind. And that's the way he is, and there you are. I hope that helps, Craig, in a very, very important way, because when you see everyone there as a form of yourself, then maybe you and I will pay deeper attention to what's really going on. Please forgive me, Craig, eh? Namaste. The next one comes from Bob in Colorado, he says. Greg, he goes into this long litany of things that are going on in his world, in his worldly life. I just want you to know that. And then he says, what is my responsibility to this country? Bob, he gets kind of talking political stuff, and I don't get into politics, but I thought it interesting that he would talk about what our responsibility is to this country. Now, most people, I'm not a political guy. You got to understand that. Okay, I'm not. I don't know politics. I don't know the meaning of politics as far as what people say about them and who's this and who's that. I think Trump speaks for himself, and that's the end of that. But I want you to know I have no political roots. I was not raised in a political environment, yada, yada, yada. Politics, for most people, seems to be how people take advantage of a system that was meant to be inherently something where you live and let live kind of thing. We've turned it into the whole idea of our entire lifetime. If we get what we want politically, if we get something that politically brings us more money, less taxes, less aggravation, then we think we've got a good candidate or we've got a good government. This government, as far as I can see, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are noble documents, but we have bent it and contorted it into such a way in which it reflects more we the people than the authors of that Constitution. And by the way, it was never considered a finished product. It was always to evolve. Well, it hasn't evolved. It's devolved into this political sham that we have. People don't seek public office to serve. They seek it to get their snout in the public trough and get as much money as they possibly can. The system is set up to fail the people. And just doesn't seem like we the people understand that. It's going to fail. And it's failing now, and it has for years. And we have seen it fail over and over and over again. And yet we insist upon the idea that it's a great system, the best in the world. It is not the best in the world. There is no system of governing people. The pathetic aspect of it is that our responsibility to this country is to be kind, is to be generous, unconscionably kind and generous, unconscionably insightful, and always, listen to this, you're going to hate this one, always looking after the well-being of those around us and asking myself the question, if I do this, will this take away the well-being of another person? I really have to ask that, because you can't advance in this society without hurting someone else in the society. We have set this up to where it is an absolute, you know, sham, drudgery. We're overtaxed, way overtaxed. Nobody does anything about it. You hear people say, oh, we had a tax cut. We didn't have a tax cut, not for us. It was a tax cut for other people. And we want to believe that we live in this great country when we live in a country that could be great, but it is we, the people, that make it great. And we can't make it great when we have no sense of compassion, mindfulness, and innate kindness. If we don't have those three things, the system will only predicate hatred and fear. And that's what it's done. That's where we're going. And that's what it's all about. So we try to maintain peace politically through might instead of through our hearts. So you, again, you asked me, Bob, what is our responsibility to this country? It is, again, to be true to the heart. In the wake of total stupidity, which we see in the world, in the wake of all of the ugliness that we see in the world, in the wake of ignorance, spiritual ignorance that we see all over the world, we have to bring some sense of loving kindness to the table. And we have to be willing, I have to be willing, to sacrifice what I want for the well-being of the bigger picture of people in this country, in this world. So instead of doing the things that I think will make me richer or make me more comfortable or make me more secure, I would give that up for the sense of maybe even the future of children, the future of education, which I think is extremely important, and the future of, well, people in general, by taking care of our elderly, taking care of people in the middle of the road who simply don't understand what this lifetime's all about or what they're doing here or how to help themselves. Do you know how many people did you know in high school, when you were in high school, if you can remember back that far, who just didn't know what the hell they were going to do with their lives? Most of my friends had no clue what they were going to do. So they went and didn't get a real good education, and they went and never found anything of interest. And this is how our country got to be the way it is, kind of as it were today. Our country is a bunch of people, misfits, who are trying to find a place in this economics where they can earn a living. And that's about as far as it goes. They never think of real service to humankind or helping other people. We don't build that in our society or in our culture. We don't build it in. It's not important to us. Hedge funds, you know, all sorts of ways in which cheat the people of this country. That's what we look for. My responsibility, Bob, your responsibility, is to act in accord with our oneness with all. Once you understand we are all one, and that anything I do to myself, I do to you. Anything I do to you, I do to myself. Anything I do to others comes around one way or the other and hurts other people and eventually affects me. Once you understand what Buddha meant by the fool's milk, you will understand what we have as far as responsibility to this country. I think of all the people that have fought wars and died for what? For what? We're not free. We're not free at all. Just you work from January to now July for the United States government in our taxes. I mean, we are overtaxed, and that money doesn't go to serve humankind. That money doesn't go to help people. It goes to serve the privileged. And those privileged are people that we elect on our own. We elect them. We say, oh, you can screw me. Oh, my vote is for you to screw me. Screw me bad, too. Financially, emotionally, spiritually. Yes, I'll vote. I'll vote that you screw me. And that's the way it works. I know this is unpopular, Bob, but you asked. My responsibility, as long as human beings are running this organization, it's going to be flawed. And it's going to help some, very few, the privileged few, and hurt many. You need to be aware of your heart. And to be true to your heart is the only way to, so to speak, protect yourself from that which is supposed to protect you. That's the real truth that nobody wants to talk about. You must either transcend or descend. You'll either transcend into love or you'll descend into the human heart and become bitter and vain. Just the way it is. Thank you, Bob, for your question. I deeply appreciate it, and please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Anne, where is she? In Florida. Greg, what is my responsibility to myself? It seems that everybody wants something out of me and there's nothing left for me. Anne. Anne, take what's left over and be grateful for it. I don't know really what your circumstances are, and I don't really know what you're talking about in the sense that everybody's taking everything from you. This kind of sounds like a girly victim thing to me, but it might be true. It might be factual that, you know, you give everything, you give the farm away because you don't feel good about yourself. You don't have any sense of your own need in this world, blah, blah. But evidently you have some sense of it. To me, you could have everything. And this is the way I live inside myself. Whatever I can give you, I will give you. Whatever it is I can help you with that I have the capacity for, I will do it. I go to hospice where people are forgotten and nobody wants to see these people and not even the family. Believe me, it is a trip. And you begin to really find out about human nature with that and the lackluster spiritual insight that Americans have. They have religious beliefs, and most don't even have that anymore. And they have absolutely zero tolerance for anything outside the box of religion, something authentically spiritual. So if you're going to be true to your heart. As I have said all during this broadcast, be true to your spiritual heart. Do not allow other people to step in the way and make you doubt that your kindness doesn't matter. It does, but listen to me here. And don't seek reward for your kindness, and don't think that there is a payoff for your kindness. All of us are here, and me included, to make payments to our karma, which we have so pridefully and self-righteously enacted in our life that has caused us great pain and sorrow towards other people. So whenever something is happening that you don't like or agree with, think of it this way. I am giving back to that which I so willfully took from when I was younger. And just be grateful you have the chance in this world to do something noble with your life and pay it back, as it were, in loving kindness. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. We're going to run out of time. Have a beautiful weekend. Know that I am humbly grateful that you chose to be with me. Send me your questions, greg@aspire.org. That's fine. Or go to the website. You can email me from there. Have a lovely day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.